The Revolutionary War hero Ethan Allen is remembered for his tenacious battles against the British. Ethan Allen also is the name of the nation's most profitable furniture company. Its recent success is attributed to Chief Executive Farooq Kathwari. Kathwari is a Muslim from Kashmir whose business success is widely respected. Unlike his company's combative namesake, his goal as a private citizen is peace and nonviolent change to his homeland. Pippin Ross has a profile.
Moving briskly from a contemporary bedroom to a plush living room, Farooq Kathwari tours the showrooms of Ethan Allen's Danbury, Connecticut headquarters. A compact and genteel man, the mutual respect and affection between the 57-year-old CEO and his employees is almost palpable. He solicits advice from everyone he meets in the labyrinth of offices and showrooms, including Tony Zona, a janitor who's been with the company for 27 years.
Now tell me, do you like the products that is coming in?
I haven't looked at them yet.
You better look
at them.
Give
me time to look, and after I look, I'll let you know like I always do.
All right.
It's a busy week at Ethan Allen. Hundreds of employees are making frantic preparations for next week's annual convention.
My job is to help them have that feeling of creativity and feeling of wanting to do it right. Great things happen.
Since taking the helm in 1988, Kathwari is credited with steering Ethan Allen from the brink of bankruptcy to annual sales of $1.3 billion and 300 stores. Jeff Holmes is a consultant setting up a flagship store in Beijing. He's been in the furniture business for 30 years.
The take is that he basically came in here and turned this company around and turned it on. This model, this business model, and the model that he has created here is being copied now by most other major furniture manufacturers in this country.
In the business world, it's called going vertical. That means doing everything from design, manufacture, and retail. As he inspects his domain, Kathwari pauses at framed photographs of his family on their once annual visits to Kashmir, the volatile buffer zone between India, Pakistan, China, and Afghanistan.
And that's in Kashmir, a place called Gulmarg. It's a valley at about 8,000 feet. As my son and my daughter with me. And also, I think that was the last time we really were able to go to Kashmir in 1989.
In 1992, Kathwari's life was transformed. His son, Irfan, passionate about getting involved in Russian resistance, traveled to northern Afghanistan. He was killed by mortar fire.
He was with a group of four students, and they just really did not know what they were doing. They were there only for one day, and they were hit by a mortar.
After a period of bitter withdrawal, Kathwari rallied. Taking advantage of his prowess as an American businessman, he pulled together a delegation of 24 people called the Kashmir Study Group. It includes five former U.S. ambassadors and scholars with expertise on Central and Eastern Asia. Among other things, the group is pushing for Kashmir to become a place for dialogue between its factionalized neighbors. Group member and former ambassador Philip Talbot says Kathwari has caught the ear of the Bush administration.
And there are clearly people in India now who are listening to him, and certainly in Pakistan. So he's become a voice that is listened to by all parties.
Despite current American bitterness toward his part of the world, Kathwari believes there is a valuable lesson for Americans to learn from Muslim religion.
A human being must try to take the attributes of God. And the attributes of God are that of mercy, of compassion, of justice.
When and if the Taliban is dismantled, Kathwari believes his group's carefully crafted ideas for forging peace will be an indispensable roadmap for all parties involved. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.